Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mr. Bush and Lieutenant McCoy on either tomorrow or Friday. We're lining that up right now. And 8 o'clock tonight, Central, GCNLive.com, 9 o'clock Eastern. Local AM and FMs are in some areas of the country, shortwave as well. What's the best website for people, Pastor Butch? Call to decision?
Well, then go to PastorButch.com to look the stations we're listed on. And we are all the country, different all the country and different stations. They can also listen on shortwave. The frequencies are on there, also on PastorButch.com. If they want to listen on net, the best site to go to probably is GCNLive.com. Click on night, 9 o'clock Eastern, and listen to the program tonight. This is probably going to be the most listened to show I've had in a long time, and definitely the most important one I've had as pertaining to this police state situation and what's coming down.
Well, let's get him on. Again, also for our full audience, we'll obviously play some clips tomorrow, but everybody should tune in. I don't want to crash the Genesis servers. But the point is that, I don't know if you have a chance to hear my show. I used to be able to listen to yours a lot more, but I miss it quite a bit. But, I mean, did you hear me 2-3 months ago say I've never felt like this in my spirit,
and now we see it
all unfolding?
Yes, I have. And I said the same thing about the same time ago, 5 or 6 months ago. There's something coming. My gut says it. Of course, we know it's your spirit, but in your gut, it's like a dread. It's like you're expecting to be mortared or rocketed like it was in Nam. You're expecting it. It's going to happen. You're just waiting. You almost wish you'd get double with.
Yeah, was your spirit ever wrong? Was your gut ever wrong when you were in covert operations in Cambodia?
Not very often, no. No, not very often. I learned to trust my spirit on that, especially since my Christian and the Holy Spirit does tell me things. Not very often, no.
Well, it just meant the guy aiming a gun at you quit aiming it at you when the bad thing didn't happen.
Exactly. And that's why, you may say a minute ago that it's really important. If we get this news out, we may delay this for a few months. But, Alex, it's going to come. You remember, of course, William Cooper. William Cooper wrote a book entitled Behold a Pale Horse. And in that book, he said, and he gave the name of the CIA operation that was going to do this, that would cause shooting and mass killings in schools. That's in his book in 1991. It's on my website, PastorBush.com. Read it for yourself. It's on there. This was predicted 12 years ago. No longer than that. My goodness, that's been 21 years. Yeah, 21 years ago. So this is absolutely phenomenal. Now, again, he wasn't a prophet, but he knew what was coming down. Of course, he was killed for it, but he spoke the truth, put it in his book, and now we're seeing it happen. And most people don't even know what was in the book because most of them never read it. If they did, they forgot about it. But they can read it. They can see the actual page on my website.
Well, I've got other police calling in with the same info, and a lot of it's in the news. It's in the Army manuals they're training for gun confiscation. It's in the news they're deputizing local police as ATF. It's in the news they bought 1.6 billion bullets and are deploying heavy armored vehicles to every town and city. They're gearing up for total war against us in an orchestrated collapse when we're going to need guns during that collapse. They want us totally dependent, and I just... You can look at, I know they're going to stage some more school shootings, Pastor.
Well, I had two other sheriffs in Michigan confirm what this gentleman said, plus a state senator confirm the same thing. This is a plan. They've all been told the same scenario is coming down. None of them are for it. They're like the lieutenant. They will leave and do what they have to defend themselves. But they know it's coming down. They're on the inside trying to warn us. And I thank God for these men and women who have the courage to speak out in a time like this. This not only could mean their job, this could mean their lives. This could be,
But there's no future for them anyway.
There isn't.
You've got to put it all on the line now. That's what I'm doing. That's what you're doing. And make no mistake, he said they're going to take out the resistance leaders first.
Yes.
In every case, they're coming right for us, buddy.
Well, you and I both know that we've known this for years. That we'll be the first taken out. That's fine with me. If I got to go, the first wave is fine. I don't mind going out. Then it's in somebody else's hands. But we have been sacrificing ourselves, so to speak, on the air now for a long time, warning the people that we've been scoffed at, laughed at, and mocked and ridiculed. But we're still here, and we're going to stand to the end.
All right. I'll be listening tonight. And get him on tomorrow or Friday. God bless you, and we're going to be staying in contact with you with my producers to nail this down and make sure this happens. So twist his arm. I want to get him on this show, okay?
I'll do my best.
All right, thank you. We got Bob Fletcher coming up to give us his take on this and a lot more. And we're going to open the phones up for police that want to specifically talk about this giant ATF gear up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Homeland Security is the foreign banking mercenary army of the six megabanks that run the narcotics, the white slavery, world prostitution, the drug companies, you name it. They are publicly involved in insider trading with Congress. They are publicly involved in $1 trillion plus a year in narcotics trafficking, $500 billion of that in the biggest market in the world, the United States. You can just look up $376 billion laundered by Wells Fargo and Wachovia. They didn't get in trouble. This is a mafia, and they want to take the pension funds, everything. The end of your standard of living, they've stated it, but they want to pose as saviors as they destroy you. So they're going to go for the guns. They're telling the Catholic and Baptist churches now, you will pay for morning after and abortion pills. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They're announcing that they've got the votes. The Republicans are going to go along with totally open borders and legalizing 30 million illegal aliens and putting them all on welfare to bankrupt things further. They are announcing that they have changed the rules, the laws, to take the pension funds. It's all going to happen now. This is it. It's all going to happen. And you know, I've never got up on air and said that. Okay, I've said there's a danger of this, a danger of that. It's because we've been winning. The gun culture's been taking over. Abortion's now unpopular in polls. People are cutting back on abortions. They know we're winning. So they come out, put Obama back in, run a political corpse against him, and then say it's a mandate for tyranny. This is their attempt to act confident and do all this. And then try to cause a civil war so Obama can play the part of Lincoln. They know it's going to be a storm. They know it's going to be a giant shooting war. They're ready. They're dug in. That's why they've hardened all the police departments. Police out there, you're smart enough to see all the preparations that are bigger than Obama. This is a long-term program. Obama is just the front man for this, and now they're admitting it. Illinois has introduced bills with their head leader there to openly ban the guns, to make you turn in all the newly manufactured firearms. That's up at Infowars.com, banning shooting ranges. Cops cite gangs as justification for unconstitutional checkpoints, where they're pulling people out of their cars and photographing us all over the country, but centered in Texas. Illinois moves to outlaw modern firearms and criminalize owners. Obama would call on military to disarm Americans during national emergency. And we just talked and played a police lieutenant with GCN host Pastor Butch Paul, who has, he makes them give him driver's license and stuff. There's a lot of times I end up getting guests on that he gets, because he gets these sources and he gets proof of who they are. He did that with the clergy response teams 7-8 years ago. I don't know. It was 7 years ago. 2 years before he moved, so that's about 7 years ago. He got the guys' names. I got their names after, got them on the show. They were training preachers for during martial law to tell folks to submit. Now I can play newscasts saying that. That during martial law, preachers will help tell the public to turn their guns in. Just type in clergy response team into YouTube. You'll see the newscast. That was 5 years after he broke it. And he has a police lieutenant freaked out enough to come on and even use his last name on air from North Carolina and say, in the next week, they start the training with the ATF to federalize the local police. We're going to have checkpoints and arrest everybody that doesn't turn their guns in. Now, part of that's a psyop to see what police say no so they can create their criminal brigades of guys that will say yes. And it's part of scaring all of us. Look, I'm not turning my legal guns in. I've never committed a crime with them. I'm not going to live like places where they've taken all the guns. Everybody lives in fear and families get raped and killed. And they only use gun laws against law-abiding citizens in England. If somebody defends themselves with their fist, they throw the book at them. I know you're criminals. I know who you are. I'm a talk show host, and I'm not turning crud in. Okay, you got that? You got to draw your line in the sand like Colonel Travis, or everything's gone, okay? All you talkers that say, I can't wait to see a blue helmet. All you talkers, we're going to Bob Fletcher here in a moment. All you talkers say, oh, I'm going to cold dead hand. It isn't going to be the UN coming. It's going to be your local cops, specially picked because they're steroid heads who, I mean, I've seen these guys. They should be bouncers or something, and even bad bouncers at that. They're bugging their eyes out when you walk by them. I'm tough. You're not. I mean, my whole instinct says, you think you are? You're a piece of trash criminal. You're a thug. You do good in North Korea. They're goons. 100 years ago, they'd be in the mafia as a low-level enforcer. They're people that get off on scaring people. And you don't scare me. You don't scare me. You understand that? And I'm putting the call out worldwide for people to get ready. All of us are Paul Revere's against your tyranny. And they're going to smash us up front if they pull this. They're going to kill a bunch of us. They're going to drag us around. They're going to say we're terrorists on the news. And then the Civil War starts. And I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to happen, okay? Believe me, I'm a successful syndicated radio talk show host who's been in big Hollywood movies and, you know, gotten to meet some of the most famous people in the world and have 3 great children and a wonderful wife. And I'm 38 and got my whole life ahead of me. But I know there's no future if we don't beat these people. Can you get that through your head? And I've never turned tail and run. There's nowhere to run. You know, they say there's fight or flight. I fight. Okay? I fight. I'm going to fight. And I'm fighting with the info war right now. These are murdering criminals. The evidence is they staged Sandy Hook. I want to go to Bob Fletcher. I appreciate him coming on today. We had a lot of breaking news. I wanted to get him on because he was a congressional whistleblower and advisor and, you know, on TV and things during the Iran-Contra affair. He owned a big, successful import-export business with toys. And the CIA came without him knowing and said, hey, let's do business together. And it turned out it was all an operation with generals coming to his toy factory and using it as a front and narcotics trafficking and all the rest of it. And he refused to be part of it. And they tried to destroy him. They also tried to assassinate him. I mean, it's just amazing. And he's businessman, investigator, film producer, speaker, and author, Bob Fletcher, investigations.com. And, Bob, they've been planning this for a long time, but backed off because we were winning, because people were waking up. Brzezinski admits they're 7 to 12 years behind, depending on which actuary. Now they're saying because they're in so much trouble, they're going to try to accelerate the whole program, and they've decided that a civil war will be what brings them into full power. That's not what I'm saying. They're now saying he is Lincoln. There will be a civil war. He is our God. He will crush the states. I saw that 4 years ago with him saying he was Lincoln. I said, I think that's what's going to happen. And that is what's happened. Now, hopefully cooler minds will prevail and they won't try this. But, Bob, what is your take on everything that's unfolding right now?
Well, first off, some miscellaneous random notes that I made for myself for this morning's program just hit right on the head exactly what you've been saying. I mean, it looks like you've been looking at my nose. It's kind of like, well, I don't have to do anything because Alex has already covered it. I mean, verbatim, almost word for word. I'm making this assumption. You realize that I myself was one of the primary people in creating what was the militia.
Yes, you are the guy.
Patriot movement, certainly not taking all the credit because there was a lot of people involved.
But people need to know that you know what you're talking about.
Well, what happened was very early. I was doing speaking engagements and what have you after my crazy situation that you just mentioned, being sucked into the middle of major governmental corruption, with illegal arms and drugs connected to it and all the rest of that stuff, which was turned out to be the Iran-Contra mess. But not just that. They were all over the world with the same people that I was dealing with. So what happened was it procreated itself. I ended up being drawn back in over and over and over again every time for the in 2 year cycles when they had another crazy corrupted thing up there. It was something that crossed my path. So I got dragged back up into being involved with different senators and congressmen. A couple of them were good and most of them were crooked, lying guys. But the situation, what had taken place when we surged with the, and the word militia is what scared the pudding out of everybody, obviously. You know, that was something the United States never had. They never had what appeared to be, the word just it constitutes kind of a military connotation. So, no, it had never been used. If we called ourselves United Patriots of America, we wouldn't have drawn very much attention. But when we started calling it a militia movement, a patriot militia movement, they went crazy in Washington. We really scared them to death there for a while. And that the 10 or 12 years behind in terms of the New World Order's concept and their ideas of taking our guns and moving into a full one-world government, that 10 to 12-year slowdown, a lot of that had to do with that militia patriot movement because they really had to back off.
Openly saying, Feinstein was saying, we're going to take all your guns, world government is here, we're going to make you take shots, and all these veterans said, we're going to fight back, and they went, oh, we're not going to make you take shots or take your guns, you're paranoid. So they went for a while with denying it, now they're just trying to force it all through right now.
Right, but there's something else that has come up, I think, and it's not, you're not missing it, but a lot of people are kind of missing it. And I don't know if I mentioned it earlier on one of my other appearances with you. I'm trying to accomplish and finish up this last video I'm putting together, which is a presentation that I think sort of, and some of it even gets extremely way kind of out in left field. But unfortunately, I'm afraid that it all sort of fits together. But what's going on? There's something else out there that has caused the bad guys, the New World Order proponents and all, it has caused them to change a lot of directions. speed up some things, bypass some other things, and then put some of their old concepts on the shelf and move with some of
okay,
the...
Okay, I want to break down what you think changed in the Matrix when we get back with Bob Fletcher.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me be real concise about this. They're announcing total open borders. The Republicans suddenly say they're all going to vote for it. They don't care about you anymore because election fraud is almost total. They're announcing that they're just going to massively raise taxes on 77% of households. We have a clip of Obama swearing he'd never do that. It's all about betrayal. For every $41 in tax increases, there's $1 in cuts, and that's all fake. This is a program they've done in other countries. Now, Bob Fletcher, we were just talking, former congressional whistleblower, insider, Iran-Contra whistleblower, because he was right in the middle of it. That's what they do. When they come recruit people, this comes out all the time. They just force businessmen into it. Or they come and say they're a company, suddenly you're in contracts with them, and they go, by the way, we're foreign banks, or we're the CIA, and we'll kill you if you, you know, if you don't do what we say. I mean, it's just, it's mafia. I mean, that's all it is mafia.
But it's U.S. government, national security.
And why do they want the guns now? You were saying that they're behind schedule. You were concurring that, yeah, they want to start some kind of crises. But why now are they just not caring what we think? I mean, what's the plan?
Well, of course, the big problem now is, you know, that we, as in everybody except those of us who are, have been in the front of this thing for so long, you know, we've permitted them to do it. We've let them get away with it. It goes back, you know, unfortunately, on my grandfather's shoulders, and then on my father's shoulders, and then on my shoulders. You know, and the bottom line is they have successfully gotten away to a situation where, I mean, anything that they want to do criminally, whatever it is, whether it's financial or something else, but maybe just political even, whatever they decide to do, they just do it, which includes killing people that maybe don't want to come forward and talk. And I'm not going to get into that. But
DynCorp runs child kidnapping publicly, doesn't get in trouble when it's in the news, open insider trading. I mean, they are absolute murdering criminals.
They get away with it. If you could imagine Al Capone, if he had the ability to stamp top secret or covert operations or classified, if he had that big rubber stamp that those guys in Washington have could just stamp one of his bank robbery deals and just say, you can't interview those people because it's linked to a very important government project. I'm sorry. So, put away your lawyers and put away the judicial system.
Oh, when it came out on the Sandusky thing with the heads of the university involved, they all made them honorary NSA members so they can't get in trouble.
No, I mean, it's unbelievable, but so they have successfully gotten away with that. Then they, as you mentioned, and we all aware now, you know, they've been stockpiling bullets. I mean, they're buying up bullets and putting in orders for bullets and weapons, you know, that would just fill battleships. What in the world are miscellaneous bureaucratic, small-level bureaucratic operations doing, ordering up 10.5 million hollow points?
I talked to a police officer where one company of National Guard for Urban Warfare had 3 million rounds of bullets there on the small base.
Can you imagine? And so what are we doing about it? Of course, unfortunately, at this point in time, I never thought I was going to get to the point where I would say this. You know, they got us. They got us by the butt. They got a hold of us. I mean, I have all the people that were involved originally with the 1990s Patriot movement. So many of them, a lot of them have actually been put in jail, and some I think are still in jail. Random things that they brought in, you know, set people up and all that kind of stuff. It's really, really reached a point of it's where it genuinely is going to hit the fan. Now, I don't know. I have a lot of people have a different opinion of this. Some folks feel that it's totally and strictly a financial collapse situation where they're totally preparing for it to the extent, like we know, that upsets me a little bit, is 500,000 coffins pre-manufactured sitting out there in outside of Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know where they are now. They moved them. But the point is, when the people who are the theoretical enforcers have gone and ordered 500,000 coffin boxes that, by the way, could probably handle 2 to 3 or 4 people in an emergency situation, that should scare the pudding out of the average American, but they seem to not. You know, nobody's out there. I haven't seen any signs asking.
By the way, we talked about a purge during the break, because I agree with you. I was asking what you think this is all about. You were saying, well, so it's an excuse to selectively enforce on gun owners. They're going to make us the new enemy. And I concur with you, even though you weren't listening to the show. We're going to come back and talk about that, and then I'm going to Well, we'll stay there. I got something that's important coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to open the phones up and probably go into overdrive. For police officers that can confirm what the police officer that Pastor Butch Paul has confirmed his identity in North Carolina said, federalizing police for ATF, for gun confiscation training, door-to-door highway checkpoints. Now, I have the news saying they're training the Army for that, and they're saying they may confiscate our guns. It's official. Illinois saying they're going to ban almost all guns, like Chicago, make you turn them in. That bill's been introduced by the head of the legislature. That story's up at InfoWars.com. But I want to just specifically for police officers who are being told the same thing. Because you heard Butch, a lieutenant governor, and I can guess which state. I know which state he knows the governor and the lieutenant governor, but I'm not going to say. Because this country's so cowardly now, folks, that even the heroes do it behind the scenes. And the police, you know, he talked to two in Michigan, confirmed their identities. And then the guy in North Carolina, and then a lieutenant governor. Well, I already know. I mean, I've got articles speaking the devil out of the Carolinas, out of North Carolina. It's in my film Police State 2, The Takeover, from, when is it? 2000, where they had in the schools deputized local sheriffs under ATF in the law enforcement program, and it said they did anti-gun programs with the kids for a full semester and discussed their home life. That's part of the grant. Actually show the grant papers. So I can confirm all of this is going on. It's just good to hear police call in so the public can hear it. So 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going back to Bob Fletcher here in just a moment. Hey, the new magazines are in, and I saw somebody on YouTube complaining, going, why is it $59 for 12 issues? And complaining that we're charging money. These are big, color, glossy, thick magazines now. We've expanded them down to the fifth issue. And that includes the 12 shipping. It's over $2 per magazine after shipping, handling, graphics, writers. I'll be honest with you. And I designed it this way. This thing is not making money, but it is getting the word out, okay? And it will soon. We get enough subscribers. But we have to make money to be able to get more info out. I did it so there's hard copies, big glossy color things you can give people, full of graphics and editorial cartoons and everything, to give people. 2013, the year America dies. Okay, you can buy them in bulk at cost. What, 10 of them for $14? 100, it's even less per copy. Okay, you can buy these at cost in bulk and give them to people at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's designed to wake people up, and boy, is it, because we put a bunch of them out for free on the streets of Austin. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, get it out to people now, because here's the problem. People don't know what's going on. The media is being very quiet. They're like, yeah, it's reasonable. You're going to turn your guns in with the bill. Or, yeah, we're going to ban all the guns in Illinois. Or, yeah, we did build some FEMA camps. The average mainline neocon show is not saying anything. When the Republicans pass the biggest, you know, tax increases ever and taxes on 77% of people, and that's called conservative and total lies. And the point is they're moving. This is it. The political whoredom has been threatened, cajoled, fluffed, whatever the issue is, into going along with this. So they've been told, we're making the move. You want to have a seat at the table, sit down and shut up. So we have got to lunge to our feet, because this is a 50-alarm fire. No neocon show is even making a big deal out of this. The only big media outlet not controlled by globalists that's covering it, other than InfoWars.com and WorldNetDaily.com, is DrudgeReport.com. Okay, so a lot of people are like, I'll just shoot them when they come for them. They're going to pull you over at a checkpoint and arrest you and say, we know that you've got guns. Okay, this is a way to purge the gun owners. So 800-259-9231. We'll do a little bit of overdrive with Bob Fletcher, whistleblower, joining us. Bob, tell me what you said off air, because you weren't listening today, and you said your notes concur, so you won't repeat it because I already said it. Read what's on those notes about you believing this is a plan to carry out a purge. Of course it is. This is the cover for them to say we're terrorists. They're already saying gun owners killed the kids. Gun owners are Klan. Well, you know, the left is saying, we hope you don't turn them in. We're going to hunt you down. We're going to form federal militias. This is their little Soviet takeover.
Just well, like once they do martial law, whatever pretext they utilize for that, it, you know, they have expanded, and particularly even Obama in the last couple of years, they have expanded the martial law capabilities. They've upgraded them. They've not that it makes any difference, because once martial law is in, you know, it's all over. I mean, it gives them carte blanche to do whatever they want and to utilize any means by necessary. They, of course, make reference. I know you've covered all this, and make reference to the American people as being you know, like it's a chattel a product or something like that.
No, they call us. I think I have a clip in a UN video from the 70s. They call us human resources to be used, and in the U.S. code, we're called animals.
Yeah. It's been up I mean, even the new, the brand new upgraded thing that Obama did. I don't have the papers in front of me, but the upgrade on the recent upgrade that Obama did in the last few months actually uses that same term. So they haven't backed off or anything. They're still just using that terminology that you're strictly an item to be applied to whatever they have to, and they can force you to do whatever they want you to do, and that's very, very clear, very specific in the brand new executive orders related to martial law.
No, no, it says forced labor. It says forced work brigades. They can take your resources. Congress is suspended under these executive orders of Bush and Obama.
Oh, absolutely. That's a done deal. Yeah, all of that, anything that falls into quote-unquote representative government.
Congress passed a law saying they're allowed to insider trade, but the media said the law banned insider trading when there was already a law banning it. See how they work? I mean,
Yeah, the law's got nothing to do with what those guys are going to follow up there anyhow. But again, and I don't mean to be repetitious, but the thing that bothers me, for example, is this huge multinational mercenary operation originally called Blackwater. Now it's gotten to be so gigantic with multi-billion dollar unchallenged contracts with Uncle Sam.
XZ.
Yeah, they're without even being bidded. They're non-bid deals, most of them.
They're training the police everywhere.
Absolutely.
There's video of them on DEA raids now.
And when they get around to kicking the doors in, see, you'll have like two mercenaries from who knows, Afghanistan or Uganda, out at your front door with one local police officer, so that those two guys don't get
caught. No, it's worse than that. Correction Corps of America is now running the public schools in many cities. And in many states, and they train the kids literally to how to go into the private prison, which is the new slave labor. Correction Corps of America is now in the elementary schools in places like Arizona.
When they go in, I mean, once they do the martial law, and then they just tell everybody, all right, we want you all to just turn in. We're going to have dump trucks coming down the street. We want you to throw your guns in them. And by the way, if people think that sounds bizarre, you know, we forget, even myself and maybe yourself, you know, we forget that they did that in Australia already. You know, they took all the guns.
They did it in England, and they killed Crocodile Dundee, the real guy.
Oh, it was a long time. It was a long time ago now.
They killed 2,000 Aussies. They murdered them.
Yep, and they went in, and they literally, now we actually had it printed on a T-shirt that the militia groups had for distribution, and it was a T-shirt that showed a pile that was 100 feet high and 70 feet across with nothing but weapons that they had confiscated.
And their crime rate went up 86%. Within 2 years and has only climbed since. And now they're under carbon taxes and they brought in foreign gangs to literally beat and rape the Aussies who were thrown in prison as they defend themselves. And now they're trying to ban butcher knives in England.
Okay. Well, I can register them maybe just.
No, I'm not joking. No. You have to get a license. That's BBC.
Right. You know, the frightening thing, you know, people think, you know, if people hear us talking like this, I know there's a good percentage still out there that says, well, they couldn't keep this plan secret. How could they keep this secret and that secret and everything? But the American people have forgotten a thing called the Manhattan Project. All right, we, for 5 years in the United States, at the high point of national concerns that there had ever been there for a while, back in 1938, 39, for 5 years, we worked secretly to create the atomic bomb. Nobody knew anything about it. I don't know how big of a secret you could get, because you had thousands of people working on that, all right? But they were still able to keep it under wraps until, boom, all of a sudden one day, Truman came on and said, we just killed 150,000 Japanese people in about 4.5 seconds with a new weapon. And nobody knew anything about it. And I'm afraid we're going to be caught.
And to interrupt you, we'll go into overdrive. We got Joe Bannister calling in and a bunch of other police officers calling in. We're going to get to him right now. This is breaking news. They're not actually keeping this secret. It's in the executive orders. It's in the military training manuals. It's in pieces of news here and there. It's just not all being fanfared and announced. So when they drop the hammer, it's like they said they ordered the body scanners on Christmas Day with the underwear bomber. They ordered them a year before, but they lied. They just tell the public, oh, the Army's here to take your guns. We just trained to do this today. It's amazing. Bob Fletcher, Iran-Contra whistleblower, is our guest right now. He says he's Joe Banister. I'll recognize his voice. If it is, we'll go to Jeff, who's a New York police officer, and Joe, who's a California police officer, and Roman, who's a Marine. But, again, I specifically want to know about people that know about the Lieutenant McCoy that's been confirmed by our own GCN host, Butch Paw. That in North Carolina they are training for mass gun confiscation, door-to-door and checkpoints. The training starts next week with special deputized units under ATF of local police, which is the model in which I've already confirmed they're doing with ATF, but the training is nonspecific. Let's talk to Joe Banister. Joe, is this Joe Banister?
Hey, Alex, it really is Joe. Just
hey, that's you. Okay, so you're the Treasury agent, the son of the IRS that found out the IRS was a scam. Asked them to respond, so they told you resign. Then they tried to put you in prison for your free speech. You beat them. Real fast, what's your take on this? Do you have any intel on the federalization covertly for gun confiscation?
Absolutely do. I have a reliable law enforcement source who told me he personally participated in training within the last year. It was federally funded and sponsored, in which the officers, the California peace officers, were instructed to shoot to kill as opposed to shoot to stop. And, you know, law enforcement won't understand the difference. And so these federal agents and federal military were teaching them shoot to kill, and the officers were really taken aback by that because all of their previous training is about shoot to stop the threat, and that's different from shoot to kill. So that's what the feds are training the state and local officers, at least in California, and you know that it's nationwide. It's shoot to kill. So I would say that totally corroborates what your other guests are talking about.
And that specifically, we have the Army manual where they train to shoot to kill Americans who don't turn their guns in, and including blowing up the houses. What are they being told the shoot to kill training is for?
They're not told. In other words, they have this live fire training, you know, where you go into these.
Well, they even had that with the police and the military, quote, simulating killing zombies dressed up, you know, in Dallas Cowboys jerseys. That's the cover. You saw that where they are having army training to kill zombies, which is really just mow down citizen training.
Right. So they're not actually putting like John Deere hats on the people, but they are changing their whole outlook in terms of when they're going to fire. It's shoot to kill, and that's such a difference. That's a military type scenario as opposed to a civil law enforcement scenario.
Incredible. Bob Fletcher's on with us right now. Seeing Feinstein say, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn your guns in. Seeing them introduce, you know, the gun ban, hand your guns in Illinois. They say it's set to pass. The military training to mow down whole crowds of people, but using the zombie cover. I just showed that mainstream news article. Seeing this whole buildup, what is your take from being on the inside of how serious things are? Joe.
Asking Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, well, I've got a lot of law enforcement from the past, and they're all freaking out because they can see this federal influence coming in like crazy into their departments. So it's going to be nasty. And what's going to be a shame is for these law enforcement officers, whether to stay or leave. And, you know, the pressure is going to be on when you start doing illegal and immoral things, as I had to experience myself and many people do. I get those same chills that you get, Alex, thinking what's coming.
Oh, it's guaranteed. I mean, if 1% of gun owners fight back, that's 1.5 million. And, I mean, but again, that's the diabolical plan. Joe, I want to get you on the nightly news the next few nights to talk about what your sources are telling you. That is really important breaking news. Thank you. Let's jam another call while Bob Fletcher of Bob Fletcher Investigations is our guest. We'll give you his website again as well and let him finish up in some overdrive. Let's switch police officers been holding the longest. Let's go to Roman, who's California Marine, claims he has gun info. I know I videotaped Marines training for gun confiscations many years ago. Roman, then we'll go to Jeff and Joe, and then back to our guest. Real quick, Roman, what's your intel?
Yeah, I actually called Mrs. Feinstein out on being a female Pol Pot, and I threatened to unseat her in Congress, and she took my post down on her Facebook.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call. Your phone's breaking up. I couldn't really understand what you're saying. Let's go to Jeff in New York, says he's a police officer. Jeff, real fast, what's your take on this? Do you have any information on gun confiscation training?
Yes. Our the county that I serve in, the sheriff's department, tried to get our small-town police department to start training for door-to-door confiscations, and we refused. And I think that's the way it's going to go in a lot of the small towns is, the small, close-knit towns, the small police departments aren't going to go along with this.
Jeff, excuse me. You're saying you guys were told to train, and to train with who for door-to-door gun confiscation?
Our local county sheriff's department. I live in New York. New York is still under an assault weapons ban and very draconian gun laws. And
oh, yeah, your governor has said they may ban all the guns statewide and make people turn them in, New York Times.
Yes.
And who are you supposed to train with? The sheriff's department?
The sheriff's department, which I'm sure somebody from the federal government has spoken with them and gotten them to go along. And
so the federal government's coming in saying, do gun confiscation drills. Stay there. I want to get Bob Fletcher's take on this with you. Then we'll talk to Tom in Maryland, his police. We got Joe and a bunch of others. This is just really crazy what's happening. Really.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Thank you.
It is more important than ever to support this broadcast. I've been so busy the last 3 weeks with this coming down that I haven't even been plugging things that fund our operation, like the ProPure water filters, discounted 10% with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the videos, all of it. If you believe in what we're doing and want to see it continue, be sure and support us at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. Bob Fletcher is going to tell a CIA story from the assistant of Casey, BobFletcherInvestigations.com, the next segment. Let's go to Jeff in New York. We'll go to each police officer real fast. We'll get to the next one. Jeff, your take on gun confiscation training.
It's hard to say, Alex. I mean, like I said, my department is about 20 officers, and we're just not going to have any part of it.
Do you have any info on all these other departments calling in saying they are getting the training now?
Well, like I said, our local sheriff's department, the county that I work in, they wanted my department to start training with their SWAT teams for entry. And it's the biggest thing that happens in our town that we deal with mostly is, you know, maybe a bar fight or a DWI, but nothing violent, nothing criminal. And now all of a sudden they want us to start training on our houses.
Yeah, well, at the larger departments, it's for gun confiscation. That is confirmed. The Army's admits they're training for it. They're going to have beta tests where they show it. Everyone's turning their guns in. They're happy. That's the PSYOP, but that's not going to be real. And they're going to try to demoralize us. It's going to be amazing. God bless you, Jeff. Let's talk to Joe in California. You're on the air, police. What's your take on this? Are you getting that training?
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Privilege. Yes. I just wanted to let you know that I've been speaking with you for over, listening to your program for over 2 years now, and nobody has ever called in to tell you what I'm going to tell you right now. There are secret sleeper cells all over the country that are ready and willing to take charge of the situation. And I'm not talking about kicking people's doors in, all right? The people that I hang out with are all ex-military. I spent 20 years in the Navy, and I know that I swore an oath to the Constitution. And the only thing that bothers me, sir, about you is that you were never in the military, so you never swore an oath to the Constitution. And I have my doubts about you being a DOD plant. And I want you right now to your worldwide audience to tell everybody that you are for real, because you talk a lot, but you don't really offer any solutions. And I'm an action person without solutions.
Oh, yeah, I understand. You're God and John Wayne, and I'm nobody. I'm on air 17 years, you know, just nothing but delivering the goods over and over again. But I'm nobody and have no track record. We don't know who you are. Had a prank caller earlier. Now you're calling in saying they're sleeper cells. Look, I appreciate your call. We hear this a lot about the white knights and the good guys, and it's all handled. Nobody's going to put action. I'm calling for states' rights. I'm calling to get good people elected to Congress to get rid of election fraud. I'm saying I'm Alex Jones. I'm not turning my guns in. I'm calling for the Second American Revolution, and all over the news. And I know people can't believe I'm still alive. It's called God. Okay, that's why. And you might get what you want. I might get struck down. But you judge a tree by its fruits, and that's political cognitive infiltration that Cass Sunstein talked about, even if the guy's not a fit. He probably wasn't. They cognitively infiltrate. They say go out in their groups, cause infighting, call everybody who isn't a fed. Okay, I'm here talking about, hey, Dianne Feinstein says she's coming for our guns. I'm doing things to stop this. I'm putting out the arguments why this is wrong. I'm having a big effect. I'm trying to go to police officers with information. I said, are you training for gun confiscation? They're calling in and saying yes. Or yes, we're getting similar training. You call in. We're trying to get information here. You call in and say I'm full of malarkey. We're going to come back for 20 minutes, at least in overdrive with Bob Fletcher. I apologize if I'm going to calls, but we got to go through these. But that's how a PSYOP works, which you just heard and saw.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team. want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.